Opening day on the South Side today. Joining us now, your host before and after games on CHSN, Chuck Garfine. Chuck, well, you'll have a good day. Looks like the weather's cooperating. How you doing?
I'm doing good. Home openers are always so exciting, invigorating. And after a 1-5 start, a win today will feel really good to me, to White Sox fans, and certainly the White Sox organization. No one wants to start the season 1-5.
I'll tell you something. This is the show you do before and after Sox games. That's a show that even Cub fans can enjoy. It's very informative, wildly entertaining, although I have to admit sometimes I check the captions on the screen to know what Ozzie's talking about. You know what I mean, Chuck?
Well, I do, and I understand that, and I'm always trying to interpret what he's saying, and I do speak Guyanese. I'm fluent in Guyanese, so what I do is if I sense that there's something that Ozzy might have said, you know, because obviously he's from Venezuela, and, you know, English is his second language, and he gets excited at times, I will, you know, interpret things that he's trying to say for all of you, so... we've thought about actually doing a segment by looking at what closed captioning is doing and how closed captioning is interpreting what Ozzy is saying and see how accurate it is. So this is an idea that I had a couple of years ago, so I'm glad you brought this up because we may have to bring that back.
Yeah, I love him. He's great. His passion, his knowledge of the game. He is definitely a great part of your programs. Andy.
Well, I appreciate it. But, I mean, I will say this, that, you know, we want to be doing a winning postgame show all the time. But when the game does not end in a W, it is my job, it is our job to make you want to watch our show. So we will find things to talk about and to make it entertaining and want to keep you watching even though there might be a loss that we're talking about. So that's really the goal here.
Hey Chuck, it's Mazur here. I know we're early in this season. 1-5 is not a record that that anybody wants through six games. But what are you making of the early struggles? Is it mainly pitching and defense? Because it looks like they have the hitting to be able to compete a little bit.
You know what? It's been a kind of. By the way, Andy, good to hear from you. It's been kind of a mishmash. One day, well, the starting pitching hasn't been really good at all in the six games. That's one thing. The hitting has been good, but in the last 2 days, it hasn't been there at all. The defense has been erratic. So, you know, they also started on the road, six games, three games in Milwaukee. The Brewers are a real tough team to beat. And it's funny, they had a 7-3 lead in the eighth inning in the last game of that Brewers series. If they just hang on and win that as opposed to losing it, which is what happened, they're 2-4. You're like, all right, you know, they lost 2 of 3 to these two teams, and Miami's an up-and-coming team. You don't feel so bad. But then they score a bunch of runs against the Marlins, but the last two games they lost, and they were not pretty. You know, this is a long season. Everything gets very magnified, sometimes over-magnified in the first week, let alone the first month we do this. So it's been kind of – this is not the team that I expected to be seeing. I expect to see this year. It just – some teams are going to get off to a bad start, and the White Sox, unfortunately, are one of those teams.
Chuck, how do you deal with the challenge of – and you've had to go through this with the seasons where there have been 100 losses. How do you deal with that and still pump yourself up for the broadcasts?
You know what? It's a good question. And the answer, honestly, is I love my job. I love talking about baseball. Every single game is its own story, is its own thing, and no game is alike. And so I'm always just very curious about what is going to happen today. Even if they lose 21 games in a row, which we actually covered in 2024. I think they won. Yeah, they lost 21 games in a row. Every time I went to the ball or went to the studio, you know, what's going to happen today? And I have a show. We have a show to do before the game and after the game. And the fact that I get to do this for a living, I'm from Chicago. Yes, I want the White Sox to win. It's a lot easier to do a winning postgame show than a losing one. And maybe I just cursed myself because my first year covering the White Sox was 2005. They win the World Series. This is so easy. Are you kidding me? So now maybe I'm paying the price. But I do think like the team is definitely heading in the right direction. But you can't snap your fingers and all of a sudden have a playoff team. And, you know, I think this is a step-by-step process. But, yes, you know, listen, they just lost two real bad games. And yet I cannot wait to get to work and talk about, you know, do a pregame show and talk about today's game. So that it's kind of like instilled in my DNA that I love this job and it doesn't matter. I mean, yes, it matters if I want them to win, but I still, at the end of the day, I have a job to do.
Mm-hmm. Well, you do a great job and it's fun to watch. It's entertaining. It's informative. It's Chuck Garfine on CHSN. Hey, Chuck, nowhere to go but up, right?
We said that in 2023, and then they lost 121 games. But you're right. They should be able to go up from here. I think we're heading in the right direction.
Go Sox. Thanks, Chuck. Good to talk to you again.
Good talking to you guys.